On this episode of The Everyday Strongman, we speak with Barbara Bolstead from Mary's Daughter, a business she started in later years of a career as social worker. We talk briefly on how to keep aging adults involved, engaged, and continue to stay healthy. We also talk a little bit about how you can stay healthy and fit away from Digmann Fitness with our virtual training program called Regeneration.
Welcome to the Digmann Fitness Podcast. Digmann Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life. Revitalize
your life. Welcome to the Everyday Strongman Podcast. The Everyday Strongman Podcast is brought to you by Digmann Fitness, a place where individuals can train hard with a group, but have an individual focus at the same time. Don't have time to get to the gym? Learn more about our virtual training program that includes a Digmann Fitness starter kit, a foam roller, a stretch strap, meal prep kit, and more. Right now, through the end of November, use promo code DF17 at registration to get your first week free. Log on to DigmannFitness.com under Regeneration to learn more. As I mentioned before, today we have Digmann Fitness member Barbara Bolstead from Mary's Daughter discussing not only ways to manage finances for aging adults, but healthy tips for those aging adults to become healthier, more confident, and find inspiration to stay active. Welcome, Barbara.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, Corey.
It's good to be in here without sweating the muscles and moving around, isn't it?
Yes, but that's on for tomorrow.
Right. So before we go ahead and talk about what you do with your business, why don't we just kind of get introduced to who you are and you know, what brought you to this point in Madison, Wisconsin on this date.
Yes, yes, on this date. Again, this is Barbara Bolstead, and I'm really excited about being here. Anything I can do to support Corey, I will try to do. But one of the reasons I'm here is at Digmann Fitness is to work on my physical fitness. I've been working on my financial fitness for a while, and my emotional fitness, of course, but actually my physical fitness because, again, getting older, it's harder and harder to keep in shape. It's harder and harder to eat the same foods and expect that there won't be a weight gain like I expected. So I'm in here because in addition to that, I started having hip problems where I was walking uncomfortably for a number of months and ended up with hip replacement surgery, which Corey really helped me through. I worked out before the hip surgery and took me about a week or two to recuperate, and I was back in the gym 3 weeks later. And the doctors were amazed at how fast I recuperated, and at age 65, which I was then, thought that I was doing a great job. So thank you, yeah. Corey, for helping me through that. But that's one of the things I'm aware of, that as we age, there are things that are happening to our bodies that we aren't always understanding how to deal with or how we should change our routine. And you really have been helpful with that, to make accommodations. For instance, I would not be doing running right now because that would be too hard on my joints. But lots of people start running, and that's okay. But for me, I'm more prone to get problems with the other hip if I did that.
Yeah.
So you make accommodations for me, and I really appreciate it.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. I mean, we can kind of talk about what another member in our program, I guess in our gym, Rick, had the similar situation mm-hmm. or similar surgery with his hip. And he's like, yeah, you'll be back on your tractor next week. You know, actually, no, he said in a couple of days.
Yes.
Like, what, a couple of days? And it was that. It wasn't much more than 2 or 3 days, was it? I mean, it took like a full week or two.
I took a week off from working out, but it was wonderful because they did not give me physical therapy. They would not allow that for whatever reason. Uh-huh. And so I came to the gym, and you became my person that I would call. I brought my exercises in, and yeah. you helped me with those. And I really got better fast with that.
Yeah.
So again, thank you. And one of the reasons I'm here also is because I am retired from Journey Mental Health Center after 42 years of social work. Love the field, love the profession. I have a master's in social work from George Williams College, 1975.
All right.
Aurora. It was in Downers Grove at the time, and now it's moved to Aurora. And love the field. I've always loved social work. But for the last, 5, 6 years, I knew I'd be retiring at some point, and I wanted to start a business that took my love of money mm-hmm. and my desire to work with people. And Mary's Daughter came about as a result of working with my mom, paying some of her bills. My sister was her primary caregiver. My mom was in her 80s, but she was bedridden and couldn't pay her bills anymore. my sister took great care of her physically, and would tend, they lived together and would be with her every day, every evening, giving her medications. But my mom was alert, and she said, you know, creditors are calling, and I want to be able to pay them. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'll take that job. I'll take that role on. And I did. I was living in Madison, and my mom was in Rockford with my sister. Mm-hmm. And so I would go down, and then I realized, hey, this is something I like doing. And my mom said, well, who does this for people that, you know, don't have a daughter like you or don't have someone to take care of them? I don't know. So I did some research with my business coach, by the way, rah-rah for business coaching, right. Small Business Development Corporation, Michelle.
Yep.
She's my coach. And she said, you know, Barbara, do some research about that because I'm sure someone is doing what you want to do. I didn't want to be a social worker for older adults and veterans. I wanted to pay their bills. Who would do that and how do they do that? And so I did some research and I found American Association of Daily Money Managers. I joined the association. It has been tremendous. I have learned so much in the past. It was 2012 when I joined.
Yep.
And to be in a room of people who understood what I did, because that's what they do, was tremendous because no one in Madison knew what I did. What's a daily money manager?
So I have in the same niche that I mean,
yes,
the same kind of community that you can bounce stuff off of.
Exactly. So they have an annual conference I'm excited about going to, and that's in San Diego in November. But I've gone to four of the last five conferences, and except for the medical issues last year, I didn't go. So now I'm back on, because of your help and mm-hmm. because of my working out, I'm back on track to go this year.
That's awesome. That's how Mary's daughter came to be then.
Yeah.
That's all. That's a simple, I mean, a simple way to put a business name then. You know, you're Mary's daughter, you do, you know, it just describes exactly what you did. And you can.
And people would also say, again, as a social worker, people would say, I have a problem with this, you know, medical issue over here. Can Barbara take care of it? Well, get Mary's daughter to take care of it. And after a while, people started saying, get Mary's daughter to take care of it. And so people started calling me that. And my husband said, you know, when you're thinking about your business name, not It Takes a Village or Many Hands. Use a name people call you, Mary's daughter.
Yeah, easy.
I checked my mom and with my mom, and she said, fine.
That's awesome.
So that's it.
I mean, that's huge. I mean, as far as people recognizing you, it's easy for you. You don't have to sit and think about what you wanted to call, you know, a business for weeks on end. And
well, I did actually.
Well, I mean, kind of clearing it up. And
but once I decided on that, it just felt right, because I was working at, you know, you overthink some things, and I think that's true of exercise. Sometimes we overthink it. We always think about what we need to do and how do we need to do it and how often can we go, and maybe we can't go every day, so then we don't go at all. And one of the nice things I like about coming here is there's 2 days that I know I cross out that on my calendar, that time is for Corey's gym. And when I can't make it, I let you know. I like that you check on me and we find out what's going on with her. And when I'm traveling or out of the, you know, out of out of town, people can say, you know, well, then don't work out at all. No, you have exercises I can do even when I'm away.
Yep.
So I like to follow through on that. And I check your regeneration website too.
Yep. That's the best part about my job too, is just continually finding ways to help people stay accountable. You know, if they're not coming to the gym, you know, just, I mean, you can keep it as simple as, hey, what do you need help with? I mean, mm-hmm. I've, you know, overthought things for a lot of years when I was training and like trying to customize everything and hey, let's try this. But it's more just like, what do people want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to come in and do more bicep curls, let them do more bicep curls. If they feel that's more fun, we want to get, you know, the bulk of the training in where, you know, we're doing some kind of a deadlift and a balance exercise or a core. And we want to do, you know, corrective exercises that enhance those, but you want people to have some fun too at the same time. So I think that kind of would lead into maybe how do you fit in and how do you kind of talk to other people your age as you retired and help motivate them into staying fit or getting into an exercise routine?
I really try to be a person who models what I encourage people to do. And that is, if I'm saying it's important to exercise, then I need to be out exercising. I'm going to start a walking program because I really believe that's important as well, and it's more consistent if I can start doing that every day. I want to learn how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm saying it's important, then I want to be trying it on my own or doing it as well. I can't do everything and I won't try to, but I feel like it's important to model what I think and encourage people to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do with my finances. Here I am at 66 and I don't have to work anymore. And I love the fact that I can choose to work, but I cannot choose not to work out because that's going to have consequences. Mm-hmm. And just like I can choose, you know, not to work, but I cannot spend money randomly. I cannot just say, oh, I'm going to take 4 cruises this year, because then I would eat through the money that I have saved for my retirement. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have moderation and have a plan. So whether it's your finances or your exercise or your eating habits, you know, your nutrition, it's important to have a plan. So I like how you do the planning your meals. Mm-hmm. I need to do that more, but I like how you do it because it gives me an idea of what to do.
Right. I mean, that's a big part of people coming in, even in the gym. You know, I always kind of say that, hey, have a goal. You know, if you're not running a race or joining a strongman competition or Ironman, you don't have to do those things. People, and I was talking to an older gentleman yesterday downtown, and he was saying, hey, what do you feel about that CrossFit? Is that just a fad? And, you know, you see all those guys jumping and moving around. You know, I would never do that, he said. I mean, it's like, oh, that's, I mean, it's just a, you know, type of sport that, you know, younger and older people get into, but mm-hmm. it's just dependent on what you're interested in and what keeps you motivated. So I'm thinking that, you know, people that you talk to, they have to kind of feel and see some of those things before they actually get hooked, you know, kind of thing, like coming in and like, oh, I actually do feel better. I can sleep better. Or, you know, I can, you know, walk upstairs, but, you know, depending on what their level is. Once yes. they feel that, then they're like, oh, this is my goal then. Instead of, you know, a lot of people say, like, I don't care how many push-ups I can do or how much I can squat. Maybe for them, you know, now they can say, hey, I want to be able to walk up the stairs the way I feel right now when I'm, you know, 10 years older, too.
Yes. And being able, for many people, it's their grandkids. Being able to play with them, being able to interact with them mm-hmm. in a way that doesn't feel like they have to sit in a chair and have them come, you know, kids come to them, that they can get out and be in the yard and go places and do things. And I hear that as a big goal for people, that they want to enjoy their grandkids.
Yeah.
They may not do it for themselves, but they want to enjoy their grandkids, and so they're willing to make the effort. I don't have grandkids, so I need to make the effort for me.
Yeah, right, yeah. I mean, it's always good to hear what other people are, you know, say about exercise or where they're coming from if they don't, you know, because I'm still, you know, competitive enough where I love sport. I love the sport of strongman. So for me, why I work out every single day, you know, I want to be able to get the PR or personal records on my squat, my deadlift, and not only that, that leads to, you know, performing well in the contest because it feels good to be able to perform yet, you know, just still have that kind of competitive mindset like I did in high school and college in sports. I don't think I'll ever give up, you know, competing. Maybe
good
it's something,
you
know, it's, you know, the strongman sport is something where like, hey, if I'm staying healthy, I mean, I'm training well enough where I had, you know, knock on wood, no major injuries. Some overuse injuries, you know, with, you know, tendonitis and stuff in the elbows and the knee, you know, in college. But I don't see myself quitting, you know, maybe do a half marathon when I'm older. But it's always having those checkpoints. I mean, for me, I mean, that's what keeps me going.
I think having things that you're striving for and goals that you're wanting to, you know, not just match but exceed, I think it's a great way to go. In my case, it was more about what I didn't want. I didn't want to become bedridden. I've seen that. My mom was bedridden for 10 years. You can develop your muscles atrophy. You can't move on your own. You develop bed sores. I mean, even in the best of situations, the body wasn't meant to be just lying prone like that for hours on end. And she had to be turned. And my sister did a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. But it still, they were pressure sores. They were things that happen. So I'm kind of motivated by not wanting that to happen for me. If I can do anything to stop that.
I think my challenge and our challenge as advocates of fitness is to continually tell people that. I mean, a lot of people know, like, hey, exercise is good for them. Eating, you know, broccoli and carrots is good for them. But it's more of, you know, how can we get them into the habit? Because, you know, like I said, you know, they know the gyms, they know where to buy the, you know, the healthy foods, but they need to continue to have that support. without having to feel intimidated, like jumping in a gym and what other people are going to think, or if the trainer's going to be on their back all the time. You know, getting through that, I think, is a good challenge for me to help people and understand where other people are coming from, to get them past that and get them a good habit.
I think the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance, and they're really doing their End Alzheimer's walk, will be in October. Mm-hmm. And I'm a participant in the research for that, as well as someone who supports the organization through some talks I've given. And that's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Because dementia, I mean, can be your the brain health is so important, and exercise is a big factor in helping.
I might have mentioned this before, too, in the class where I read a study somewhere. They compared moderate intensity exercise to like Sudoku puzzles in aging adults for preventing against dementia and Alzheimer's. And they said it's as good, if not better, exercise that, you know, comparing exercise and like a puzzle as you age, which is really cool. I mean, that's a good way to say like, hey, you're doing all these puzzles and you're keeping yourself sharp as you're aging and reading. I want to incorporate exercise too to help it even more.
Very much important. It's so important. And when people think about what retirement used to mean, my good friend Mary Helen Conroy and Carol Larson, they have a podcast, Retiree Rebels.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. That was actually my first podcast, so this is the second. I'm really excited about being here. And but it's about ditching the rocking chair, you know, and her tagline is life is a daring adventure. We ain't done yet. And I believe that. I've kind of taken it on as mine. There's just so many things to do and so much wisdom to share, and my experiences, my mistakes. I love being able to share that. You can talk with my kids. I share that a lot with them. But it's really cool to be able to say, I've lived through this. I've lived through certain experiences that you don't have to live through in the same way. You don't have to make the same mistakes. You'll make your own mistakes, but there are some things you can do, and staying active is one of those things. And staying financially fit as well as physically fit, to me, are very important.
It relates well with each other, yeah. Keeping your mind sharp and moving and helping you stay motivated to keep your finances.
Yeah, because if I want to live a long life, I got to have money to do that. I don't want to outlive my money.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to, you know, be gone before my money's still there. And it's like, okay, the kids can have it, but still, I want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that for me is a big goal. Not when I'm retired, but like right away to travel and help people work out and just to have fun. You know, it's not really narrowed down quite yet of how I'm doing it. But I mean, with the regeneration program online, you know, I've even said right away, like, hey, you know, those of you that are members around the U.S., like Ohio or, you know, Canada, I'd like to come to you guys' place, maybe at the park nearby and, you know, work out with your friends.
I think that's
really
cool. And
just kind of use that as like, hey, I'm traveling at the same time, you know, helping people out, kind of spread the word. I think that's kind of a, you know, keeping this business going too, and then have somebody help me out at the gym while I'm traveling and doing that part of the business. I think that's, you know, I like, you know, something, you know, about traveling is really intriguing to me, you know, seeing, you know, being able to see everything that I want to see, you know, before, you know, the old bucket is kicked, you know, kind of thing. So it's just so much I want to see. I don't know. I just so drawn to seeing more of Europe. You know, I went to Greece in college, with a track team. I've been to California once, but it's just like there's so much out there that you want to just experience besides just being in a box training people and then going home and then, you know, just so much more.
That is, yeah, I love traveling as well. But we kind of narrow it down now. We go to Cozumel. We go to Mexico. I love snorkeling. I love being able to do that. And that's a fun thing for me. And then we travel up north to the, we have the home up, Lake Home on Lake Superior. And so we'll be going there, you know, a number of times per year. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And walking the beach.
Yeah. That's, you know, fun part about doing, you know, this online program too, is, having that chance to do a live video every week. And my goal is to kind of do it at a different, you know, a different site, you know, whether it's, you know, re-interview you, talk about what you do and how it relates to, you know, aging adults and finances and exercise, or somebody else at a park. I mean, that's cool too.
Yeah. We come out to Synergy Co-working. That's my co-working space. Yeah. And we got a nice space in the back. So that'd be pretty cool.
Let's hit it up. Cool. So I think we kind of talked and related a lot of things with what you do with Mary's daughter and aging adults and organizing their bills and things and exercise. Is there anything else you want to add?
Actually, the only couple of things here is I've because financial education and financial literacy is so important to me, I now offer monthly office hours for free at Synergy Co-working. And people can, you know, I'm going to have that as a, they can go to Synergy Co-working and look under events and find me. For October, it's October 16th.
Okay.
And I offer half-hour sessions that people can come in and talk about their money.
Awesome.
And that's anyone. And as far as my business is concerned, for me, staying with my seniors and veterans, love working with them. That's pretty cool. And I also do financial coaching for youth and their families as a separate thing that
I
started.
Yep,
so yeah, I stay pretty busy.
Maybe we can talk about that for a little bit here with that new venture that you have.
Yeah, I work with the Promise Program, and it's a program that works with youth who are in the DVR program, Vocational Rehabilitation, a division of Vocational Rehabilitation, and they all have either cognitive or physical disabilities. And so a youth has been selected. They were chosen a part of a group, and now they need financial coaching. And if they save, and my job is to help them with saving the $250, the Promise Program matches it with $1,000, and it can go toward a goal that they've selected. So it's cool for me to be able to work with people, help them select a goal. It could be entrepreneurship, it could be transportation, a car. These are youth ages 16 to 18 or 19 who are still in school, who are just graduating, but they need some support. And so it kind of taps into my social work background. And it's for the next year, till 2018, September. So that's my latest, doing something for me to give back to the community, something that helps people, and something that is involved with money.
Help them kind of get started in a career, you know, if they're unsure about things or how to organize anything, yeah, that's awesome. Good stuff.